USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire. But it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A suspect in a shooting that wounded 13 people in Chicago over the weekend is due in court this morning. Witnesses say it happened on the South Side early yesterday at a party celebrating the birthday of a 22-year-old man who was killed during an attempted carjacking back in April. The latest look at the price at the pump across America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg has the latest numbers on how much it's costing you to fill up your car.
With this drop, regular grade is now $261 nationally. Mid-grade is $292 and premium is $316. Diesel fuel now averages $305 and it is down 1 penny over the past 2 weeks.
San Diego has the highest cost per gallon at $362. The lowest average price is in Houston.
Nashville police investigating after the brother of country music singer Tucker Bethard and NFL quarterback C.J. Bethard was stabbed and killed in a bar fight over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Saudi Arabia now sentencing 5 people to death for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The kingdom's public prosecutor announcing the sentence today. The Saudi-born journalist was a legal resident of the U.S. and was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year. He had been a very frequent critic of the Saudi government. A NASCAR legend has passed away. Moonshine bootlegger turned racing star Junior Johnson ran in 313 races and won 50 of them, putting him 12th on the list for wins, his career spanning from 1953 to 1966. Johnson died in hospice care Saturday at the age of 88. He was the winningest driver to never claim a championship. As a driver, he once said,
"You win a championship and it's just a name. Winning all the races you could win was more important because one race paid more than the whole championship did back in, basically."
But Johnson was part of 6 titles as a NASCAR owner, 3 with Cal Yarborough and 3 more with Darrell Waltrip. And Disney's Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, the 9th installment of the Star Wars franchise, claiming the top spot in the nation's theaters over the weekend when it comes to ticket sales, with just under $176 million, which still fell short of expectations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.